This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are back. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad,
and this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for listening. If you're new here, take a second, hit that subscribe button.
No doubt.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ah, shit, feels good to be back.
Yes, sir.
We in the building. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling grown than a motherfucker, man.
Yeah?
Real grown.
More grown than usual?
More grown than yesterday.
Uh-oh.
More grown than last week.
You done did some real adult shit?
Yeah, man.
What happened? Well, talk to me.
Man, we dropped my first son.
Your firstborn.
My firstborn. My first begotten son. Off at college this week.
Wow.
So, you know what I'm saying? That was a moment.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Talk to me. Well, how was it?
Well, first of all, it's expensive.
That's wow.
What I mean.
Yeah, you knew that.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, wow.
But, you know, it's...
Even in the drop-off. The drop-off is even expensive.
The drop-off is when you really get hit. That's when you get hit with the no looks. The unexpected.
Well, give me some no looks.
Because, all right, so... you got your stuff. You know, some people probably way more prepared for this type of shit.
Okay.
You know, they got a list and, you know, they checking this shit off and they been doing this shit for months. But, you know, a nigga like me been on tour all fucking summer.
Like a rapper taking his kid to school.
Ain't got nothing ready, nothing prepared, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to get the rental car, all that shit. First snafu was that. It was no fucking big SUVs available in New York, in Philadelphia, in none of the surrounding fucking areas available.
Yeah, it's back to school time.
Back to school summer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people are traveling a lot. So it was not a lot of big vehicles. So, yeah. You know, we was in one of the little mid-size SUV joints.
Really close family.
The fake three rows.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Where
it's the fake three row.
Well, you know, some got three rows where it's three rows comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Then some got three rows where it's three rows. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All right. You know, we could get back here.
Okay.
But then, you know, it's some that it's just
it's a huddle.
Yeah, it's a lift up seat in the back that, you know what I mean? That motherfucker in the back is crunched.
Ooh.
So.
And y'all going out there kind of deep, too.
Yeah, we took the whole tribe. We had a dinner before.
Mm-hmm.
That weekend, you know what I'm saying? We had a dinner.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
A celebration.
Nice. Send off dinner, let them know, you know what I'm saying?
At the house?
At the house.
What would y'all serve? What was the celebration meal?
Oh shit. My wife made her world famous, her family famous lasagna that she don't make for us at the
special
house.
Special occasion.
She only make that shit.
On the road.
In Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
For her mama. Wow. And her friends from Atlanta.
Wow.
Because they requested. They like, you going to make a lasagna. So it's like a little special thing.
Uh-huh.
She don't make that shit at home.
Never.
I mean, maybe once she made it, but no. You can't ask her to make the lasagna.
Like, this is like Prince doing Purple Rain. Yeah, do it when he wants
exactly.
to.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he did it when he wanted to.
Like, that's I as the husband, definitely can't ask for it. Because then it's a motherfucking problem. Oh,
right.
And then you want to be like, well, shit, you make that shit for them motherfuckers down there. Right. You know what I'm saying? I be around here busting my ass. Shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Never win that argument.
I deserve a lasagna.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can't go like that, so you got to let it go.
What's good about the lasagna? What's the ingredient? What's in it?
I mean, it's just good. You know what I'm saying?
But like, what takes it to the next level? What's different about it, in your opinion?
It's just, it's...
Is it love?
It has to be, because it's just seasoned, right? It ain't no extra shit. Like, my dad make a good lasagna.
Okay, uh-oh.
But he throw, like, mushrooms. He be having all kind of little shits in his layers, you know what I'm saying? My wife don't do as much, but, you know what I'm saying, it's effective to the point where, you know, lasagna being a big-ass pan.
Yeah.
We kill that pan.
Yeah.
Like, that shit be gone.
Yeah.
And then... sometimes she have a little extra pan that she saved to the side. You know what I'm saying? That she ain't even make. It's just laid out, ready to go.
Right.
And then she'll throw it in and be like, ah, shit. Run it back.
Run it back.
Run it back, lasagna.
Keep the party going.
You know what I'm saying? But
shout out to DL,
it's to the point where, you know, sometimes you eat it, you get full. But it's what the thing about you, her lasagna, you can't really... I can't really stop eating it. And it seems like nobody else. Like, you eat it, you're full. Mm-hmm. You know you're full. Mm-hmm. But you're like, I'm going to just get one more piece. You know what I'm saying? You just piecemeal that shit till it's gone.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying? So she broke out the lasagna. Because I was going to just order the food. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was just going to just do, like, you know, neighborhood, whatever. Mm-hmm. She was like, I'll make the lasagna.
It's a big occasion.
The lasagna?
It's the firstborn.
You know what I'm saying? So we had the little dinner, and then
you go to college, you get lasagna.
You know what I'm saying? So we took the drive to Virginia. He was going to Hampton University. Shout out to the Pirates and all the Hampton people listening.
Yeah. You know, shout out to my Hampton niece.
You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, your niece is in Hampton.
My niece going back tomorrow.
That's what's up. They are running to each other.
Yeah.
Do end the conversation too.
Hilarious.
The HU version. And then shout out to A. Barnes.
Yeah.
Him and his brother went to Hampton.
Yeah. A lot of
Miles.
And, shout out to Abin the Brew. Shout out to, that's a homie. She went to Hampton. They call her the mayor. My man Jamie Roberts. Shout out to Jamie Roberts, comedian Jamie Roberts, Hampton. Young Sav, Hampton. There's a lot of Hampton envy. There's a lot of Hamptonites. But, you know, shout out to Clark Atlanta University. Let's not fuck it up. You know what I mean? Clark Atlanta University. I just wanted to say, I got it. You know what I mean? I tried to say it too fast. Clark Atlanta, CAU. Find a way to make one. You know what it is. Anyway.
We'll get to all
Yeah. I just wanted to put that there just in case we didn't. Hey, go ahead, though.
So we got him there. And, you know, the shit that hit you over the head be... You know, once, you know what I'm saying, we got him in the room, and my wife looking around, seeing all the shit that could be in there. That's when the extras start hitting. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they need curtains. Mm. They need da-da-da-da. We should get him a tea kettle so he can make tea.
Curtains.
And he's like, what the fuck? Let me a Target. We already had an order shipped to Target, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That we had to pick up.
Uh-huh.
Then we went back to that motherfucker and did a whole nother round of Targetisms.
Target to get all your money.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he had all kind of shit that I ain't never have in college. I mean,
like
shit.
What?
Just
curtains.
Curtains in the dorm. You know what I mean? Electric tea kettle. You know what I'm saying? All the snacks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All the snacks. And I ain't had none of that. When I went to the dorm, I had my clothes, a couple of pair of sheets, pillowcases, my little boom box,
okay,
and my beeper. That's it.
Wow.
I ain't had no microwave, no TV, no phone in my room. Mm. I had to use the hall phone. My pops just dropped me the fuck off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He got me the essentials. That's why I was like, I told my son, shit, you better be lucky you got a mama. Because that shit wasn't in all that wasn't in the budget.
I'm trying to think. When I got dropped off, I had in the middle of the essentials and the premium package. You know what I mean?
What's the premium package?
Your wife brought got your son with the curtains and the tea kettle.
Who did that for you?
My sister, and my brother-in-law brought me down. So I think I think it is a woman's touch on a certain level, because they're gonna peep shit that you wouldn't realize 3 days till 3 months, 3 weeks later. Yeah. Like, oh shit, I could have probably didn't need a hamper, or like just little shit that you don't think about, just household items, you know. So there was a little bit of that.
They wanted to be like home.
Yeah,
because my roommate T. Terrence Crooks, my third year when we moved into an apartment, me, D, and T, his mom came down and laced us. Got all, you know what I'm saying, had all the little bathroom curtains, and you know how they had a little bathroom set with a little rug and you know what I'm saying, shit that go over the top of the toilet, the little cover and the little rack where you hold all your shit.
Yeah.
she got us together, man.
That's funny.
We were some old heathens. We ain't know nothing about nothing.
Nah, that's real shit. My roommate, shout out to my man Ahmad Hurd. Ahmad Hurd was my freshman roommate, and his mom's was, they were from Atlanta. So his mother, his mom's used to come through and, like, you know, bring Ahmad shit and then, you know, bless
right.
me too.
Right.
And fly shit too. Like, right. she go to the outlets. I remember she got some drawers for all of us, got some Hilfiger drawers. I ain't never had Hilfiger drawers before. Right. I felt rich.
It was kind of like that because his roommate was there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when she bought the little, because, like, with the tea kettle, we got one of the electric tea kettles at the crib.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit come in handy, like, to make a quick little tea. You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
like, when the kids want to make, like, ramen,
yeah.
they just hit the tea kettle
right.
and then pour the hot water in the bowl and make the ramen and shit.
Yeah.
So she got the little ramen for them, and she bought bowls, like, real household
right.
bowls and
real
forks
shit.
And shit. So she got enough for both of them to share and shit. Mm-hmm. Even though she, like, the proponent of, you know what I'm saying, what's mine is mine. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Get your own.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying, she actually brought the roommate into the fold, so I was
That's
surprised
nice.
That, you know what I'm saying?
That's nice. Inclusion.
Inclusion. That, you know, it's always good because, you know, man.
Yeah.
You have them hard lines and shit get kind of dicey.
Get a little bit of tension.
Yeah, a little tension in the room. So, you know, it seemed like they hit it off and hit the ground running.
That's good. That's good. That helps.
You know what I'm saying? I see them on the Instagram. They full on. Like, they shit too good because they hosting.
That's
about 5-6 motherfuckers from the flow all up in there.
That's what's up.
But one thing I was proud of that you can't see in the videos, like, I'm watching the videos of my son in the dorm, and
uh-huh.
he got all the cats from the hall.
Right.
There's about 4 or 5 different cats in there.
Yeah.
Rapping, and, you know, they cracking jokes and doing, you know, college shit.
Yeah.
And then what I was proud of was that he didn't let neither one of them let nobody sit on their bed with their street clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was sitting all off on the floor
okay.
and all in the chairs, but nobody was on the bed. So I was like, okay, he enforcing the no sitting on my motherfucking bed rule.
Wow, that's big. That's big. I didn't even start enforcing that rule until I was an adult. That's hilarious. That's dope. That's dope, man. Oh, man, that's cool.
Yeah, so, you know, so we had to leave him back. My daughter had a hard time with it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my daughter was, she 10.
That's a big brother.
Yeah, that's a big one. She 10. You know what I'm saying? Somebody leaving the house.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they gone.
Well.
And then, you know, it didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't cry or nothing like that. But
you didn't cry at all?
Nah.
Got sad?
Nah, I didn't get sad at all because I was kind of happy because, like I say, this is the type of stage of life where I kind of kick in. Where my sensibility and knowledge base kind of kick in when the grown folks shit started to happen.
Right.
You know, so I was kind of happy he was entering this phase, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? Because, you know, what I be trying to tell them, these are the important years, like where you start really cementing your philosophy and, you know what I'm saying, how you get down and how you rock and the people
mm-hmm.
that you're going to be around and how you gonna move.
This is your life. This
yeah.
is where your life really starts to begin as your own independent life.
Right. So it's not sad. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
this is it. Like,
flying from the nest.
This is a rite of passage. Like, go ahead, go forth and be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited to see what he come up with.
Uh-huh.
But you know what I'm saying? When we got back home, you could feel like, damn.
Feel his absence.
He ain't here. And he could never come back, like, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm for real, like, you know what I'm saying? Like as a tenant, you know what I'm saying? As a person who lived there,
yeah,
because, you know, as a grown person, you don't want another mother grown person to come back and live in and shit and having babies,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Living life in your crib,
like, wait a minute,
you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, damn, this is that point, like, you know what I mean? He probably come home and visit and all that, but he could just be like, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm out in the world. I'm on an intern this year. I'm traveling. I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm studying abroad.
Yeah.
Da, 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 I got a job.
They ain't sweating you like that.
You know what I'm saying? They got a job. Then it's like, damn.
When I see you.
When you coming home?
Yeah,
you
man.
You gonna come visit your mama? That's how daddies always do. When you gonna come visit your mama?
Right.
You know your mama miss you.
Right,
you
right. Throw it on your mom.
You know? It always feel good to put it on the mama. You know your mama miss you.
She ain't been the same since you left.
Come see your mama. Knowing it be you.
Yeah. Oh, man. Congratulations, man. That's big.
Yeah, I think, you know what I'm saying, it's a big deal, man.
That's a big
deal.
I
think I tripped a bunch of people out on my gram.
How?
Cause I don't think everybody knew that I had like, you know, grown ass kids.
Okay.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like when you be out on your own mm-hmm. in your own world, just being old Mr. Muhammad.
Right.
It's just, you know, you just a dude that be at all the little places and mm-hmm. shit. You know what I'm saying? Now motherfuckers like, damn, this nigga is.
You are hiding a child.
Now I'm getting all the OG, you know what I'm saying? All my OG, my DMs say, what up, OG?
Yeah, they put you in a whole nother category.
Now I'm OG now.
That's funny.
That's cool, though.
Speaking of Instagram and perception, couple things. Speaking of how people look at you differently about what you presented, right? I was listening to this. This is this interview. I think it was Hypebeast Radio, right? Believe it is. Shout out to them. They had Currency on there. Currency Spitter. You know Currency mm-hmm. from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say weed rapper. He's definitely was a weed rapper, but he's got his own lane. You know what I mean? I don't even want to say underground. Fiercely independent. Puts out his own projects. Super prolific. Puts out wild shit, right? He's just doing his own thing. And he's surviving and making a living for himself, so much so, like, you see him copping all of these wild-ass Impalas, 57 Chevys, shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was talking about, you know, he every so often he'll buy, like, a Lamborghini or, like, a Ferrari or some shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I even mentioned him on the show one time because I saw that shit. I think the caption was, like, get everything you want or some shit like that. I was like, nigga, that shit had me inspired.
Right.
And he said, he said when he put the photo of the Lambo up on Instagram, he immediately changed his rate. And niggas was good with that because the fact that he could prove he had a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, it made people look at him differently.
Right.
He wasn't an underground rapper. He wasn't, right. You know what I mean, a little indie backpack nigga. He's somebody that got a foreign. So he's in the foreign club. He was like, you know, there's different clubs, the Rolex club and right. shit like that. It was just so interesting. How strong perception is.
It is, man.
Yeah, no, it's fucking truth. You got to leverage it. You got to, you know, don't go broke. Don't play yourself, but leverage it in a way to where it could open up a new door and don't be scared.
Right.
You know, to be different. But at the same time, it's about opening doors. I think I took Instagram off my phone, the app off my phone. I'm taking an Instagram hiatus.
Okay.
For like a month. Not that I was a fucking...
a prolific Instagram.
Right. I probably took months off. If you look at my shit, I took quite a few months off. But I mean, I lurk. You know right, what I mean? Right. I'm an active lurker.
Right, right.
And liker. But I was just like, I feel like this shit is a bit of a distraction for me mm-hmm. in the way that, like, I'm looking at that shit a lot. I'm also, the thing about Instagram is, Instagram could have you believe you really did some shit, but you didn't. Because you see what was popping. You see what was going on. You saw the inside of that party. You knew this was going on. You see some footage from here. You see some photos from this. So on a certain level, you feel like you experienced it, but you really didn't.
Right.
Then there's also the thing of, like, I realized, you know, liking a photo was almost like that's the new staying in touch. Right. You know what I mean? Like, You think you had a conversation with somebody, but you just like three of their photos. You haven't spoken to that person in a year.
Right.
So now I'm curious that, and then on the fact, you know, I discover so much through Instagrams. All these memes, all these little Instagram, little blurbs of the news story or whatever, that Instagram news cycle. I'm curious how it's going to feel to be outside of that for about 30 days to see if I get information slower, if I'm out the loop on certain shit, if I redirect my attention to other shit, you know what I mean? It's just an experiment. We're going to see what's what.
I think you'll realize that life will still go on.
Yeah.
In the real world.
Right.
With or without.
Yeah.
Whether you know that shit or you don't know
that
shit.
Whether it was on the gram or not.
Yeah, you'll know some new other shit.
But you know, there are certain things. I can't think of anything in particular, but there are things that happen on Instagram that become like an Instagram phenomenon.
Right.
And if you got the gram, then you know, yo, you see this shit? Look at such and such gram. Da-da-da-da-da. And maybe it'll spin off. Somebody tweet about it or there'll become a post about it. But mm-hmm. it started. Fucking Shiggy Challenge. All of these little things. It's like, I'm curious, will I be all the way outside that shit? Or will I'm curious how it's gonna impact?
No way.
Now, I wasn't doing the challenge.
You just know it exists.
But I saw it. I saw the birth of it. Like, I wasn't, you know, I wasn't late to it. Where now I'll probably be finding out about it on television.
Yeah, but you a month, dog. You know what I'm saying? You might miss two or three things.
You never know. Instagram move fast.
Yeah, it do. But as soon as you jump back in, it'll be five or six new things that'll hit the week you join. Yeah, you come back. But you know what I'm saying? You know, it's cool. I float back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I never have taken it off my phone. But I float back and forth between my, you know, my activeness with it. You know what I'm saying? And as far as posting and not posting, I mean, I don't see a real change in my, you know, situation, whether I post four pics a week or whether I post four pics a month. You know what I mean? But I have a nice rhythm now, in my stories at least, where, you know, there's certain information that you do we just want to put out in the world, even if it's just for that little 24-hour period. Right. You know what I'm saying? Just like Currency Spitter, you know what I'm saying, with his Lambo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You just want to show that you actively working.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just that, you know, I'm here, I'm working, I'm on some good shit. Look, this is a good project right here.
But that's my point. You know what I mean? But it feels like, I mean, it's a lane to do that, but then it could feel like an obligation. Because part of Instagram almost felt like, or just social media in general, feels like taking attendance in life.
It is.
You know what I mean?
I mean, but that's all this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? In your world, you know what I'm saying? You got to show up at some of these comedy shows, you know what I'm saying? These comedy clubs and do your sets and shit like that.
Yeah.
Just show up. Just so you know, one, you stay fresh, but then everybody know you still out here doing your thing.
Right, that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? With me, you know what I'm saying? Like, in life, you just have to show up and show your face, you know what I'm saying? Just hit the roll call. Ali Muhammad, present.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But my thing is, I'm talking about a real life. Because that's still like just a roll call.
Why it is in the phone?
Yeah.
It is real life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because even that, you might not have that human connection, one-to-one connection. Motherfuckers is looking and paying attention and processing the shit that you're doing.
Right.
Like, if I post, you know, about the shit I'm working on or my kid going to school, you know what I'm saying? It's a talking point for the next time I see a motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And somebody going to walk up to you, oh, yo, I saw man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know what, man? And what happens more than not is, like, when you get these calls out of the blue, right? You get these calls. Like, you post your little work here and there. We moving around. We doing work. I'm not posting the actual physical work because 9 times out of 10 of the shit I'm shooting got an NDA. I can't even post it.
Right.
So I'm just showing that I'm on the move with my camera.
Moving around.
I'm moving around. I'm here. I'm there. But it gives some people something to talk about you. Like, I spent years not fucking with going on the motherfucking cocktail circuit, not going to the events and not showing my face and, you know what I mean, just working in the darkness, you know what I'm saying? And I saw what that got me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When I come out then, they be like, damn, then you moved to Atlanta? Like, they retired a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Out of there.
You know what I'm saying? They had to retire. They retired me.
That's what black people retire.
I mean, that's what it seemed. Entertainment business people. Like, if they don't see him, well, he done moved to the A, done retired. You know what I'm saying? So, when you moving and you working, and, you know what I'm saying, I don't show a lot of it, but when I do show it, the rewards come back in that people talk. And that one tells this one, and then such and such sees him, like, oh, yeah, oh, shit, Ali in L.A. today. Oh, he in L.A., shit. And the next thing you know, you get a call. And it's like, you know what I'm saying, why did I get this call? Would it be because somebody said something somewhere at a lunch somewhere that saw you on the gram and that person ended up knowing you and next thing you know, you got a little deal on the table.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not real life, but it damn sure affects real life.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with the benefit of it. I know it affects real life,
But I'm not against taking a hiatus either.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you need a vacation.
Because I just want to see I want to kind of revert back to what it is to be outside that sphere. And because, like I said, real life will look like real life, but you'll really be on your couch So I want to see if this shit will get me off my couch more in real life. You know what I mean? Yeah,
that's something you got to do. You just got to do it.
You just got to get off your couch.
You got to get off the couch. You got to get out in the world. You got to just be somewhere and go places just cause, man. And that's been a big topic, man. It's like we talk about celebrating and shit like that. Just getting out in the world just cause.
Yeah.
Is a thing. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and it was just like, you know, 9 times out of 10, the places that I'm at, or even the shit I do for recreation or even like vacation per se, mm-hmm. is driven by the work, or, you know what I'm saying, the pursuit of work. Mm. So it's like, we was talking about Martha's Vineyard. Like, everybody that I knew seemed like was at Martha's Vineyard
this week.
This for Black Illuminati Week.
Yeah, my cousin was out there. I didn't know it was called Black Illuminati
Weekend, but that's good.
What I've heard, though. go ahead.
It was Black Illuminati Week, mm-hmm. right? And somebody asked me, why don't I go? Right. And it's because I never had a real tie-in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, usually if I'm going to do some shit, it's always like a work tie-in.
Yeah.
And then that gives you automatic in on certain shit.
Right.
Because you're working on this, you know that person, da da da.
Yeah.
And then you in the mix automatically. But then when you do it, I've been of the practice lately of this past year of trying to do shit like that on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it and then figure it out without, because it's become almost like a social crutch
mm-hmm.
to say, all right, I ain't gonna do it unless I got the in. And I'm making some money, and right. you know what I'm saying?
It's giving you the out.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, man, you have this crutch that you don't have to, you know, think too hard because you put the thinking into the work and all that other social shit will come because you're there for work. And it's cool because you might offset the cost. But sometimes if you want to curate your own
mm-hmm.
narrative and your own life and your own experience, you have to get out there and make some of this shit happen. Just on your own.
Yeah.
And Martha's Vineyard ain't no cheap excursion no. to make on your own because, you know, you got to do this shit in advance. And, you know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, I got 5 motherfuckers need to come.
Right.
So that's a house automatic. It ain't yeah. like I could go get a cottage.
No. You know I don't even know what a cottage is. How big is a cottage? When does a cottage become a house?
Cottage got 2 rooms, man.
Cottage.
It's that's probably funny. Behind another house. You know what I'm saying? Cottage is when they say, when you're looking up real estate and when they call that shit.
Oh, no.
This shit is not cozy, quaint. It starts with it's like a C. What's that word they use in real estate?
Quaint?
Not
quaint?
Not quaint. It's like
with a C?
Yeah, it's like cute, but it's like, that means
it's not cozy.
That means it's little bit than a motherfucker.
Hilarious.
You know, it's a charming.
Charming.
Charming. A charming.
Charming is either small or like old looking.
Yeah, charming is like, you know what I'm saying?
Why this shit so charming? I don't like all this charm
right,
on this.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I have outgrown charming.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we go, it got to be a real scenario.
Hilarious.
And that shit ain't fucking easy. So I always talk myself out of it because it's like, damn, I ain't got no work down there. Ain't no.
Right.
But I have to, if you're gonna put yourself in a place and you're going to make the life you want to make,
mm-hmm.
you have to pay and be in the situation just cause and see how it goes and where it takes you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the type of shit that I'm on lately. So I saw everybody posting all the Martha's Vineyard shit this year. And you know, everybody looked happier than a motherfucker. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just looked like black happiness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, damn, what the fuck? Everybody right. black and happy, and I'm in Brooklyn.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I posted a post. I saw Lisa Bonner, you know what I'm saying? Real famous attorney.
Uh-huh.
Post, she be everywhere anyway, but she was posting for Martha's Vineyard. She was one of the ones on my timeline that was out there looking black and happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reposted one of her pictures and was like, you know what I'm saying? I've never been, but I appreciate all the black joy that is entered my timeline mm-hmm. this weekend. And from that, a lot of people was sending me, you know, advice
mm-hmm.
on how to get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you should go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do this and do that and make sure you get your ferry pass before fucking mm-hmm. January and make mm-hmm. sure you get a house before March. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Give me the timeline so you know how to do it.
So now I just need to narrow down a location. You know what I'm saying? A right location. And I'm going next year, man. Fuck that shit.
Well, I got a couple connects if you want to speak to him.
I want to speak to him.
Yeah. Shout out to my cousin. Shout out to Say Cool.
Say Cool, the doc.
Yeah. He out there. My man Kevin been out there. I hear good things, you know. I didn't know it was Black Illuminati weekend until like just recently.
Yeah, that second week in August is Black Illuminati week. Mm. that's when man. The who's who and the
sick about them. Behind the curve on that.
See, that you know, man.
That's when you ended the Illuminati.
That was before the Instagram. You knew that was happening. Wow. That's when, you know, Obama and them go and everybody that you know that got some money that's black and that probably live in the Northeast and beyond, but mainly, if they black, get doing well.
That's where they going.
In the Northeast, you know what I'm saying, they usually hitting the venue.
That's where you can find them. Yeah, my homeboy was telling me, he was like, yeah, he said it's so much, to your point, there's so much that you have to do, so much planning early on, and then, you know, you got to take them ferry to do certain shit. It cuts out the bullshit. It ain't going to be no bullshit. Like, if you really going, you going to enjoy and uplift. Right. It ain't about a bunch of bullshit out there at this point. So.
Right. And it's historic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoy, like...
I didn't know. What's the history?
The history is like when, you know, it's just like with Sag Harbor. Like, when black people were, you know, getting a little upness to themselves and shit. Like, people started vacationing there during the summers. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the housewives would set up shop. And, you know, they'd buy a house or rent a house out there. They'd set up shop and just be there for the summer.
Right.
And then, I guess, you know, guys would commute from New York or wherever in the Northeast. On the weekends to go up and be with the family, chill. Like, it was like the summer enclave.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? One of them. It was plenty. Like, it was Sag Harbor. It was the... It was Idlewild and up in Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Places like that. And Martha's Vineyard was one of them.
Oh, is that where Idlewild is from?
Yeah, Idlewild is like a resort, the black resort that people would go in the summer. Like, it's in Michigan, upstate Michigan.
That's interesting, because there's a good-ass resort in the Grill, Jamaica called Idlewild. I know. I guess they ain't playing it off of that.
Yeah, man.
Yo, but so it's just kick it. Beach town type of thing. Town. Relax, get a little house. And just watch movies, hang out.
But they got a town, like Martha's Vineyard has a town, you know what I'm saying? They have like shops. And
there's like there's like a film festival.
There's
a film festival that
goes on like at the beginning. They probably set it up to line up with Illuminati Week. You know what I'm saying? All right, that's how the work and the play get intertwined. Like, shit, we're going to do the film festival.
Right,
you know, everybody
right.
coming in. Yeah. So let's do it that Thursday. Mm. And then by Sunday, we're done. But, you know, we here.
Sounds cool.
So I'm gonna check it out next year, man.
Let me know.
I'm gonna do a lot of shit, man.
Let me know. You doing shit, man.
I'm doing shit, but I got to do the shit.
You got goals.
You know what? Like how the church people say, I got to do shit with intention.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real talk.
You know,
that's no for real, though. You
gotta
do
this shit with intention. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta intend to do that shit. I be doing shit because it's the opportunity pop up. Mm-hmm. I be hustling. I be taking advantage of the situation.
Might as well.
Might as well. I end up here.
Right.
I don't want to end up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't want to write the shit out.
Because when you end up in some bullshit. Sometimes, because you don't really all the way plan. But if you intend to, you look like a motherfucker that had a plan.
Right. Now, I done ended up in a lot of good places.
You
I
can
don't
fall
get me
into
wrong.
Some fly
you
shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, work has taken me to some good shit. I done been in a lot of good places fucking around with work.
Right. But
that's work.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I can bring home the check. Now, I want to take the check. And bring the whole family to the experience. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because before, it's just like, it's me. Mm-hmm. I might move around a lot, but the whole crew ain't moving around a lot. You know? Mm-hmm. And I want to make it so that we can all move around and enjoy this shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All. Just live with a little more intention.
Okay. I hear that shit. Yeah.
I said that real strong.
Nah, that was good.
That's real that quiet now.
That's people taking it in. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers are like, yeah, processor.
Yeah, man.
That's the sound of processing.
If you're young or even, you know what I'm saying, wherever you at with your situation, you know what I'm saying? If you take out a little time and plan out some of the shit that you really want to do, because you find a lot of times, like I was saying before, you ask somebody what they want, and they could tell you easier what they don't want than what they do want. You know what I'm saying? But if you really think about the shit you want to do, sometimes it don't take a whole lot to do it. It take a lot when you late and you last minute and then the tickets are high and all that shit, but you plan that shit out, you know, 6-7 months in advance and tickets is low and shit, you like, I want to do that shit, I'm going to do that shit.
That's what they say. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. You know what I mean? A little old adage to take us to another topic. That's what they say. That's what they, you know that. They be saying that shit.
Yeah.
What else is going on, man?
What's good with you, man?
I'm chilling, dude. What have I been doing? I'm out here in the city. I'm doing a couple shows. What the fuck is going on with me? What have I been up to? I told you I took that little Instagram hiatus.
How long you been on the hiatus?
I mean, it's only 2 days so far. It's only a couple days. But it's been pretty... I'm already behind on shit. Like, people... That's why I'm letting people know podcasts. Like, you know what I mean? In the airwaves.
Right.
Because motherfuckers will send me... I get sent DMs. Yo, look at this crazy shit. Look at, you know... Mm-hmm. Like, be up on it. I've seen the kid with no legs... win fighting. The fight. You know what I mean? I just see the white guy say, you're treating me like a black person. I just see that.
That's all
some
bullshit.
You know, I might now, be out the loop for this season.
Did you take your internet hiatus on your IG hiatus with intention? Did you have
I did. Like I said.
That you wanted to accomplish while you were on this hiatus?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Just trying to dig into this creativity a little bit more. You know? Definitely just doing it with purpose and just trying to challenge myself, take it to the next level on stage. You know what I mean? I'm on the road a little bit. I'm writing some stuff. I'm still trying to flesh out a show, you know? And I've been watching a few shows coming in spot. I watched Random Acts of Flyness, as a matter of fact. I know we talked about a couple episodes back. And I like that shit. That show right there is one of them shows that makes me want to get creative.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, it make me like, I got to shoot some shit. And what I like about it is the fact that it's kind of like a lot of like little interstitials, or it's like a quick little vignette of this and a quick little vignette. Because sometimes that's how ideas come. They'll just be like, I got an idea for a skit. Just this thought. It's not a full narrative art, but it's just this thought. And I like how they do that. It's kind of fly.
I mean, Terrence Nance, who created that show,
his
mind is on a whole nother plane. You know what I'm saying? He be doing, like, he's a creative mind.
Shout out to that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like one of them things where, like, I work in a creative business.
Yes.
But I don't think like that. You know what I'm saying? So anytime I want to even get into that vibe or try to get a little creative, I'll be like, I need a Terrence Nance shot right here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's from working with him early on, like, you know what I'm saying, with Sean Peters and on Clap and all that shit.
Give me an example of a Terrence Nance shot.
It's just like it's like you might be doing one thing and then it just go, you get a little sound effect, and then it'd be a motherfucker out in the woods.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And it's like just a portrait of a nigga in the woods, just looking beautiful.
Yeah.
But then, you know what I'm saying, it's like, how do we get here?
Right.
And then you back on some other shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how I process it in my mind. It probably don't even happen like that in his things, but that's how I process it. Like, it just be like, if you watch Random Acts of Flyness, it's like random shit that just pop out.
And it just snap your ass out of it.
And be like, oh,
just
shit.
Just that fast.
It'll be like, oh, shit, and it's real, but it's surreal at the same time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And some people would say it's absurdist. Mm. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't think like that on a normal, like, my normal mind doesn't think like that. And when I have to tap into it, like, he one of them people that you think about when you, all right, I need to tap into some crazy shit.
Yeah. See, I like that. I always appreciate that. I think I can lean towards that. I'm not all the way in. Like, I got friends of mine that are similar to that, like, in that way that they'll think more absurdist or surreal in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I do a little bit of that. You know, we used to have a company called Surreal Entertainment back in the day in college.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about the absurdist shit is, more often than not, you need to just do it and show it rather than try to pitch it or explain it, because people might not get it, and it's one of those things where it's like, niggas might not even get it after you put it out there, but at least you got it out there, and the people that respond, they fuck with it.
But see, the problem is you have to talk yourself into even doing it. Cause
right.
Your mind don't just normally, you know what I'm saying, come up with no wild ass shit, at least my mind. Some people just come up with wild ass shit. Like for me, that's like a stretch. That's why I don't do music videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because and I just did one,
mm-hmm.
but on the guerrilla style, but you had to come up with those types of concepts on a daily. Like that has to be your mind. You have to be a crazy thinker to take another creative motherfucker's vision,
yeah,
and turn it into something even more creative.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like that shit right there is an art. And,
it's an art. It's definitely
and it's an exercise. And so we just did this project for some new artists. Her name is The Bonfire.
Okay.
The Bonfire.
Okay.
She signed to L.A. Reid. L.A. Reid is
he got his own new thing now.
Yeah, with Hitco. You know what I'm saying? That's his label.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the artists, and she's actually dope. You know what I'm saying?
That's her name, The Bonfire?
Yeah, Rafael Sadiq fucking with her.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She got some real dope-ass R&B-ass music. Like, uh-huh. some real R&B shit.
Uh-huh.
And
like old school,
not old
singing.
It sounds modern, but it's like
what makes it real R&B to you?
Because it sounds, it's singing. It's like you know, it's just got that R&B feel. I don't know how to explain R&B that feel, but when you hear it, it's like okay, it's like uh-huh. you just think of a fine ass girl in 11th grade in her room, you know what I'm saying, on the phone,
it's
you know what I'm saying,
hilarious,
you know what I'm saying, like that's like. From the era of when I used to, when R&B came to my mind,
right.
I was like in high school and
yeah.
it'd be like,
crushes.
Yeah, crushes.
And,
you know what I'm saying? Real feelings and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
everything now is so fucking, I'm gonna shoot you, kill you, motherfucker, you do me wrong.
I got me a foreign.
You know yeah. what I'm saying? I got a foreign, I'm gonna fuck your bitch.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know what
I'm saying? It's like, that's a different kind of feelings, but
right.
it's like when you hear them songs that make you feel like, damn, I wanna like somebody. You know what I mean?
I miss some love.
I want love. Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's summer. Everybody mm-hmm. all, you know, it's like that. But she got some good shit. But coming up with the video.
Yeah.
You know, we had this guy, Kyle Goldberg, on the team as well. He kind of led the creative vision, you know what I'm saying? And that really made me look at, okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm not thinking as creatively as I probably should, as I probably could.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But watching him do it, like that's like what he really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to sit back and let him do that and watch the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, okay, I see. All right. And then I see how it came out and it was dope. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And you know, on that project, you focus more on logistics and you know what I'm saying? All right, if we're gonna do that, then we need to. You know, and I'm good at that. That's like a second nature. But mm-hmm. at the same time, I do need to exercise the creative side, like
right.
the surreal and absurdist side.
Throw some shit at the wall.
Yeah, throw some shit at the wall, and that's what I got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had to intend to do that type of shit.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. And it's one of those things, like, you know, it's inspiring when you're around people that are just... They just creative in it, like, it goes on. Like, I used to be on the road a lot with Hannibal mm-hmm. Buress. He's super creative on just on. He'll do some left shit
right.
just out the blue, and it feels like it's just second nature to him. You'll be mm-hmm. like, yo, how the fuck you came with? He'd have shit like characters come out on stage and start dancing at the end of his show when he's mm-hmm. performing. You know what I mean? And you're like, yo, what the fuck? What about you? I'm when I go to town, I'm gonna book some ballerinas to come
right.
out and pirouette
Cirque du Soleil
while
shit.
I had his trap music playing and shit. You'd be like, yo, why would you even think that? But it's
yeah,
that's the dope shit. You got to be around people like that because that shit stimulates you to say, yo, fuck that. Let's go. Let's push this shit.
And you had to stay getting inspired. You had to stay putting yourself in.
Yeah.
And going to places and doing shit where it's out of your normal shit.
Yeah.
Like when you first time I went to Cirque du Soleil, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Like,
I've never been to Cirque du Soleil.
Man, you need Cirque to go. Like,
yeah.
you want to fucking fuck
it's
with
a few
you.
Different types, right? It's a
they,
couple
they,
of them.
They
right?
have different themes, but you know what I'm saying? But. I went to that shit, man.
In Vegas?
In Vegas. I went to one in Vegas. Old John Rollins took us on a group trip
uh-huh.
to the goddamn Cirque du Soleil during Magic. And you know, I was like, this shit is crazy. You know, like a little person walking around in slow motion, but it's real life, but he moving in slow motion.
Yeah, fucking your head up.
Then there's a motherfucker on a unicycle riding fast as fuck. Yeah, and then there's a motherfucker on a trapeze. They doing all kind of shit to just throw your head. Like, you have to be able to, you know what I'm saying, open your mind.
Open
up
your mind.
Shit up, you know what I'm saying? And that's watching random acts.
Right.
Flyness, it does that. And they hitting pertinent topics,
okay,
but from an angle that's so fucking left and wild that, you know what I'm saying, it leaves you like, yo, I gotta watch this again, or you know what I'm saying, I had to process this, let me pause this shit. I watched this shit with my 14-year-old son, and when it was over, this was episode 2, when it was over, he was like, he just sat back, it was a quiet moment, you know what I'm saying, he sat back, the little HBO logo had that came up,
reflecting,
he was like, when I grow up, I'm gonna make something like this.
That's what's up.
And that's a hell of a compliment. That's a hell of a moment, because I remember that moment for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I saw Wild Style, I was like, yo, when I grow up, I wanna do shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and that's not every day you get something that makes you feel like that.
Nah.
Or that makes you come to that conclusion. And to have been sitting there watching it with him and to see him say that in that moment.
Mm-hmm. You seen the seed.
That shit was powerful. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because you, like you said, you don't see shit like that nowhere.
Nah.
Like, that shit ain't on TV. That shit right there, what they doing, ain't on TV.
And that's what's so ill about it. That's what I like about it. It feels like, you know, it's on HBO. If there's a point of it where it feels, I don't want to say it feels like they getting away with shit.
Yeah.
But they pushing limits. And, you know, like, I was like, I wonder how they pitched the show.
Right.
You know what I mean? When you see certain shows, like you see, like, Atlanta. There's certain shows that are, like, they just go far on it. And you, like, these motherfuckers, they took the opportunity and said, yo, fuck it. We're going to go all out. You know? Because there is the, you know, there's the other side of that where there's the side of it where you play it safe.
Right.
Where you feel like, yo, this is the opportunity. I don't want to fuck up this opportunity. This might be my only opportunity.
Right.
And there's the other person that's like, yo, this might be my only opportunity. I'm going all out. If I'm a, you know what I mean? Like, I see that as a comic. You know, like, there's times where you like, ah, man, I don't know if I should tell that joke. I might lose the crowd. Dot, 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 dot.
Mm-hmm.
You might see another comedian that just don't give a fuck
and
pushes it. And you realize, wow, so much more room out there. You just gotta, you know what I mean? You gotta do it with intent.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you think you push, like, sometimes, you know, you pushing it within your realm.
Yeah.
But then you're not pushing. Then you watch some shit like that and make you feel like a slave.
Yeah.
Like, well, damn.
I ain't even know I could do that.
How they get away with that?
Yeah. You talk to Master?
Shit. Did Master let them do that shit?
I can't believe it.
Good God.
And they got a second season.
Yeah,
shout
they just got
them.
Renewed to a second season.
Congrats.
Shout out, you know what I'm saying? And they using everybody from Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's
see my man Alzo Slade on there.
Alzo Slade was in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Autopera, who's one of my neighbors, you know what I'm saying? Actress from, what's the movie? They almost got an Oscar for that shit.
I don't know.
You know the goddamn movie.
I don't know. Who's the woman? Who you talking about?
Rod Apero.
What she look like?
Nigga, that's what they got to do with it.
Because it might remind me of the movie. What's the movie
the
about?
Movie, she played a teenage lesbian girl. And the shit was like critically acclaimed about 5 years ago.
Blue? Something
no,
about the blue?
Not blue. Not the Moonlight.
No.
Before
blue,
Moonlight.
But
before
a
Moonlight.
Thing about, there's a...
Before Moonlight, there was a movie about a girl.
A black girl? Pariah.
Pariah, nigga.
Which one was she? She was
the main character.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to her.
Yeah,
they had, what they got? Dominic Fishback.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, Shorty from Show Me a Hero and The Deuce. That's what I do like about HBO. HBO keep you popping, but she's popping. She was in the Smile video. She played Jay-Z's moms.
Okay.
She was in the, she's in Random Max.
Yeah, Lloyd Porter was in there, my neighbor. Well, he's part of, damn near part of that crew. He was the producer on Clap. For Fairmont with Terrence Nance.
Yeah, that shit dope, man.
Shit, yeah, everybody
that
working,
shit
dope.
That shit feel like Channel 31. Feel like a black-ass Robin Bird. You know what I mean? That shit dope.
Nah, that's what's up, man. Shout out to them, man.
Speaking of other cultural moments. I saw Crazy Rich Asians this week.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I went out to support. You know what I mean? It took me a lot to not sell any of my Asian friends. You know, I went and see it. I'm looking for some cool points. But it was good. I just wanted to participate in that because I know what it felt like when Black Panther came out.
Mm-hmm.
I know what that moment is like. I know when, you know, I don't say overlooked, but the underserved, like, you know, when you get to celebrate your culture, there's solidarity and shit, and check it out. So I was like, let me go check it out. It was cool. It was a nice movie. It's like a romantic comedy. It's a romantic comedy.
Rom-com.
You know, it was good. Had its things. It was just all Asian leads. Shout out to Awkwafina, homie. She used to be on Girl Code, Guy Code. And she's all through that shit.
Mm.
That's a friend of mine. I've seen her become a movie star in front of my very eyes. She did Oceans, whatever the Oceans one was with Rihanna and all of them. Mm. She was in that shit. All through the Crazy Rich Asian shit throughout the whole shit.
Man.
And it felt like she felt like a touch point. Like people like, fuck with her. Like, it was out of Stars Born type shit, but it's kind of a breakout situation for it. I was like, all right, that's big.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, man, it was cool. Good to see, you know, cool shit.
Yeah, man. It's just, man.
It was, what made me, though, but I'll say this, Crazy Rich Asians, I watched it, and I had this thought, because I watched the movie, and I was like, it's hard to be crazy rich without being tacky. Like, if you having fun with your rich, it's really hard to be. So, like, if you want to let motherfuckers know you ain't rich, but you crazy rich, shit get a little tacky. Like, even they was in Singapore, and there's this hotel in Singapore. I don't know if you've seen it before. There's a hotel where it's like these three tall-ass buildings, but across the three buildings, it looked like a fucking boat is on top of the three buildings, and it's like a pool and a nightclub and all of this shit. It's just extra. Like, when I, you know, it's just extra for extra sake. Sometimes when I talk about Atlanta, Atlanta could get extra for extra sake. I just say hot sauce on everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it was like, nigga,
the crack era.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta let motherfuckers know.
Extra for, you know what I mean?
Conspicuous.
So much money get dropped in one place at one time, it just gets stupid.
Nigga,
we gonna put money. MCM on everything.
We getting money now. Because that's the first thing, if you broke, and you start getting money, the first thing you want to do is let other broke motherfuckers know you ain't broke no more. you got to live life like a press release.
Yeah.
Thinking this is how it is now. This is who I am. But shout out to Crazy Rich Asians. It's interesting. Interesting subplot about the whole shit is it came in number one, and it beat Mark Wahlberg, who I think came in second. And then, you know, Mark Wahlberg got an old story of attacking two Asian cats on some hate crime shit.
Oh, wow.
So, like, a lot of cats was like, I hope that the headline is Crazy Rich Asians beat Mark Wahlberg. You know what I mean?
It's to
like
a little.
Exactly. So
what's the other motherfucker? Spacey?
Kevin Spacey. What happened to Kevin Spacey?
His movie opened up to $600.
Nah.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a movie out.
Because he got Me Too.
Yeah, I know he got Me Too.
He got Me Too. And
it took him out of there.
His movie came out. The studio didn't want to cancel the movie because they was like, you know, it's hundreds of people worked on this film. You know what I'm saying? You know,
that shit makes $600.
Feel remiss if other people didn't get to see their work, you know, hit the screen. Wow. Well, it hit the screen to $600.
Is that the lowest ever?
I'm sure it's not.
But $600
is fucking.
That costs more than fucking rent a theater.
You get a PA on that film, made more than that.
$600. Wow. Ooh.
That's
crazy.
It's crazy. But, you know, keeping meat out of the streets.
You paying attention to the, you know, I don't like to keep it super topical. Now that I've been here, people be going back in the archives. I kind of try to keep it as evergreen as possible. But talking about ranking and shit like that, you see, I don't know if you've been paying attention to this whole Nicki Minaj debacle.
What happened?
She dropped the album and then it came in number two, and she's been saying, "Nah, they blacklisted me. I should have been number one." She came number two to Travis, who was on his second week at number one.
Travis Scott shit is just so fucking.
It's a dope album, But it's also his second week, so you would figure
she didn't have no hit to come that week. She had the Chun-Li shit, but that was seemed like months ago.
But he don't have no hit. He got great songs on that album.
When it dropped, them shits became hits.
Sicko mode
was
crazy.
Fuck it, that shit is.
Speaking of which, shout out to this kid Tay Keith. I'm fucking with the kid Tay Keith, the producer. I started paying attention just because I like his drop. Tay Keith, fuck these niggas up. I just love that drop. So ignorant. But he got hits. He got the nonstop record on the Drake joint. He got Sicko Mode.
Right.
He got
all the shoot dance.
Look
songs.
Alive. Yeah, he got the JB, Black Boy JB.
All of them got the same beat.
It's a lot of the.
You do that same beat.
Can you do
the shoot dance? That's the only internet dance I could do, the shoot dance.
Now, where did you practice that? Did you practice that by yourself?
When I saw it, I knew I could do it.
Immediately confident.
I could do that shit.
He was like, I could get that.
I could do that shit.
And immediately you had it?
I just now figured out how to do a basic version of the Millie Rock. So,
nigga, I never get my Millie all the way around.
See, it's all in the elbow one. Uh-huh. That's what I learned. It's in the elbow, not the arm. It's the elbow.
Okay.
You got a twist from the elbow, not the arm.
Okay.
But then I had to get my footwork together. See, I ain't know how you.
There was footwork in the Millie Rock.
Yeah, in the Millie Rock, you got this little step you got to do when you swing it. Uh-huh. Your knee got to come towards your arm. I ain't really get all that because I ain't no dancer. Like that's the last.
Who gave you that intel?
I just over time shooting enough events.
Okay. They Millie Rock in the club still.
Nigga, Millie Rock is like a two-step now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could do a bunch of other dance, but a Millie Rock going to swing through every now and again, even now.
The Millie Rock feels like an extension of the old Dame Dash dice roll.
Nah, it's a little more sophisticated.
It's a little bit. I feel like it's a...
It got the same energy.
It got that same...
Yeah, it got the same energy.
Pullback.
Yeah, it's the same energy.
And deliver, but it's a different...
But yeah, you could take Millie Rock to a whole nother, like Beyonce on the
bring it to the floor
on the Beachella shit took the Millie Rock to another place. She put the little, she put a whole nother little
see that.
Whole nother spin on the shit.
Yeah,
but yeah, I could do that little shoot dance. I tripped my daughter out because you know my daughter is like a 10-year-old wannabe YouTuber.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Follow the, you know what I'm saying? She be looking at all this shit.
She's in the game.
So when I do the shoot dance, she just cracks up laughing. She gets a kick out of
it. She's like, this could be content. I could go viral off of this.
She be like, have her little phone up shooting you.
Father
and shit.
Shoot dance.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
So
hey, I love that fucking drop, nigga. That shit hard. Anyway,
I don't think I ever heard that.
Yeah, that's his little drop.
I don't think I never paid attention to that.
Yeah, the drops will catch me. Drops will catch me. DJ, good producer drops. You know what I mean? What was David? But David Banner had a good
David
one.
David Banner.
I'm trying to think of some of the more ignorant ones. There's been some ignorant.
David Banner probably was one of the first ones.
David on, what was it? It used to be David Banner on the track, bitch, or some shit. Remember that shit? It was like wild, aggressive, something, bitch. I forget.
Did the David Banner?
David Banner.
And his Maybach music. Then shit. Oh, what was the other young nigga from Orlando? Damn, I can't think of his
name. Lex Luger.
Nah, not Lex Luger.
I don't think he's from Orlando. I don't know.
It's a young cat. Orlando used to manage the young cat. I can't.
Orlando managed somebody from Orlando?
Yeah, that's crazy, ain't it?
Matter.
Shout out to Orlando. He is SVP up at the Rock Nation now.
You know what I mean? Take it, fuck these niggas up. That's my shit.
What else cracking, man?
What else is going on, man? You watching Insecure?
Yes, I did watch Insecure.
That's a good episode. Speaking of to your point of going out with intent, there was that moment where it was like, "Why are you being so proud? Let's go out here, you know what I mean? Like, let's go."
But you know,
it.
that's real tough when you a producer dude, when you making beats and you gotta go see the rapper who stood you up, and you know you gotta go see him in the club. Which ain't no talking.
Humbling.
You know what I'm saying? It's very, very humbling. And it's a young cat and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Living his best life.
But, you know, it goes like that particular episode was tripped out because it's like, on one hand, they're both in the same position that kind of like, not necessarily, he's like Daniel, well, Issa is kind of like in the same position that motherfucking Lawrence was in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? On the couch.
Oh, right.
Trying to get the shit together. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, Daniel, he a producer.
A little
but
more tolerant.
He's trying to get his shit together. But it goes to show you how, you know, a different vibe of person can change your whole shit. Like, it could be a motherfucker that's just, you know, mad about all the shit you could do. Or it could be a motherfucker be like, you know what? Let's just go do this shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what she didn't do with Lawrence, you know what I'm saying, seems like, you know what I'm saying, her energy is more positive towards Daniel, which could make all the difference as far as, you know, him making something happen.
Because she's also in a more humble state.
Definitely in a more humble state. She ain't paying the bills.
A little bit more empathy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You can see the shit from a different eye.
Right. Yeah.
My motherfucker always supportive. Right. Always got time. I got time to support. Let's go. Yeah. What's happening? Let's do this shit.
But anyway. That's my new shit. Yeah, what you think of the episode, though? You enjoyed it?
I enjoyed the episode. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Artistic, young fan, you cat. You know what I'm saying?
I saw the shirt.
Yeah, it was DJing in the club. Mm-hmm. With, I guess that was Ill Camille.
I saw Ill Camille. You know getting her
shout
shit off.
Shout out to Ill Camille, you know what I'm saying, who rocked with Damani real strong.
Oh, yeah? Inglewood. Yeah. Inglewood. Yeah.
They did a Tiny Desk together. Well, Damani was on her Tiny Desk.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
I got introduced to Ill Camille through this podcast called Microphone Check with Franny Kelly and Ali Shaheed Muhammad.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ali Shaheed Muhammad, guys, you're doing calisthenics.
Yeah. I see your peoples.
my people.
Eid Mubarak.
Mubarak.
Mubarak. Shout out to, you know what I mean? Shout out to my Muslim brethren. Sistren.
So you had Artistic in there. You know, so I was mad at that little, you know.
You knew him? You know him?
Yeah. I mean,
He's a FAMU alum. Next generation.
Couple of generations down. Uh-huh. I know DJ Clean, who used to work, you know what I'm saying, up in the 21st Century Hustle and the Thorough Situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He just moved to L.A. But Artistic is his homeboy. Who, okay. You know what I'm saying? So I know him, I know Artistic through Clean.
Okay.
I've talked to him on the phone. I never met him in person. Okay. But I've talked to him a few times. We talked and chopped it up. So. Yeah, Artistic was in that. He's actually cracking right now. He's doing all the private celeb parties
fly shit.
Yeah, you know, he DJed a lot of Issa's parties and shit that's in LA and shit like that. So so that made sense that he showed up on the show.
I seen Pete Chapman directed that episode.
Pete Chapman been fucking popping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He been doing a lot of Blackish, a lot of Grownish.
Shout out to Pete Chapman.
Pete is OG. Fucking getting it. What you call him? OJ.
OG. Been in the game for a while. I mean, I've seen him for a while do this thing. I remember he had the movie Premium years ago. And
Black Card.
Yeah. So, you know, it's good to see people you know moving along, getting that shit out
and
there.
And then Mo the Director is directing this week's coming up.
That's his name, Mo the Director?
But that's his name on Instagram.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He used to do like the intros and promos. Like the promos for the shows on HBO.
Oh, dope. Yeah,
so he used to direct those.
Now they letting them stretch out on it.
Well, you know, it's intent. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you intend to move into another space. I know when I met Pete, I know I met Pete through my man John Walder, who I shouted out last week. When we shot Essence.
We shot a lot of motherfuckers out on this one.
Yeah, man,
listen.
This is what the fuck we do, man. These are the people that's in the conversation.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Keep going.
So, you know, we were shooting Essence. The first time I shot Essence, which was like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Pete was shooting My Black is Beautiful, all of their content. But he was on his way to a DGA apprenticeship program. That's how you get into the, you know what I'm saying, how you start really directing these Hollywood shows through these apprenticeship programs. And so he was on his way to that, and then from there, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
I got an idea for somebody to come up here. We'll talk about it afterward, but in line with that. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. What else is going on, dude? I wanted to talk to you about before I get out of here. Oh, this was interesting. I saw this shit on Instagram, because I'm not there. I saw this on the Tinder.
You on Tinder?
No, pardon me, on Twitter. Oh. I saw about, no, I'm not. No, not on Tinder. I saw somebody on Twitter tweet this story about Tinder, right? Mm-hmm. This black cat. So he said he's on Tinder. He matched with this girl, right? Mm-hmm. Cute girl, whatever, you know what I mean? And she sent them, you know, they was texting back and forth on Tinder and shit. And then she sent them the number. He called, and they had a cool little conversation. Brief, but mm-hmm. Abruptly in the conversation, she was like, yo, listen, I know this sounds weird, but I got some running around to do. I'm going to be gone for about 2 weeks. I really like you. I want to reach back out to you in 2 weeks. Maybe we could get up then, but I just want to let you know, blah, 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 blah. He's like, all right. He started thinking that as dubious. She's like, no, I'm serious. I'm not trying to ghost you. I just want to be up front with you. He said, all right, bet. So, you know, he ain't believe nothing was going to happen or whatever. He looked on her Instagram. She's like a little, like, model actress or whatever, a couple thousand followers. So he's like, you know, maybe she trying to play the field type shit. So he ain't tripping. About 2 weeks later, sure enough, she hit him up. Mm-hmm. Yo, what's going on? Listen, I'm in town for a bit. I'm about to go out of town in a minute, but I'm going to be in the city today. If you want to come through, my homeboy is DJing downtown, maybe you come through there.
What city is this?
This is New York. I'm being in New York City. My homeboy's DJing out Union Square. Mm-hmm. Come past, you know what I mean? We'll link up, listen to him for a minute, then we'll go get a drink. Is that cool? All
right, that sounds good.
Sound good, right? He's like, all right, bet. He's like, oh shit, she can't be back. Whatever, whatever. So he said, yeah, I'll come through. She said, yeah, meet me here at this time, Blase Skip. So he get out there, you know what I mean? You see, oh, it's DJ, a little crowd or whatever. And you get a text from her. She said, hey, listen, I'm running a little late. I'll be there soon, but just hang out by the DJ booth. You know what I mean? I'll hit you when I get there.
I'll be here. Right. You didn't tell me.
Not the DJ booth, but you know, by the stage
when
the DJ's
at. Tell me where to hang out. I'll be here when you get here.
Sound prideful. Sound like Daniel. Yeah. Why you so proud?
Come on. Just hang out by a DJ booth. Okay.
Yeah. So he said, all right, bet. I'll hang back. He's chilling. And he's still kind of dubious or whatever, but he's kicking it and shit. And this little crowd, motherfuckers, DJs spinning and shit. And then all of a sudden, he sees Shorty, but she with like two big bodyguard niggas. And she walking to the stage, and he like hanging back. He like, hold on. I'm going to wait till she come back and holler at me. I'm going to let her do whatever the fuck she going to do. She going over there to talk to the DJ. DJ start breaking down. She grabbed the mic. And then she goes to the front of the stage. She's like, yo, how y'all doing? She hosted. What's the energy? How y'all doing? What's the energy? Make some noise. Da, 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 da. Y'all don't sound live enough. Make some noise. She's like, yo, my name is Natasha. Da, 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 da. She said, y'all came out here because y'all, you know, you all matched with me on Tinder. And basically.
Get the fuck out.
Basically, I wanna. It was about 300 and something. I matched with y'all on Tinder, and I definitely want to date one of y'all. But we're gonna have to have a bit of a competition to see who I'm gonna date. And it was a lot of ass niggas in the back. Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit. But you know, the funny thing was, niggas is like, fuck it, I'm going for mods. And it went off from that, but I just thought that was one of the most hilarious.
What happened to the
finesses.
Dude? Did he?
He left. He said, "Fuck that shit." But he tweeted about it. He left, and then like his tweets, the thread, like you know, CNN called him mad. People called it. Then
these black people, white people.
Is a dude was a black guy. Okay. The girl was, I think she's Puerto Rican.
Okay,
but it was all types of dudes. But the funny thing was, in retrospect. Because there's a video. I'll send you the video. There's a video of the situation. Mm-hmm. The first thing I would have thought was, yo, why is there nothing but dudes here? You know what I mean? But then I guess he like, you know what, fucking, I'm here to meet Shorty.
He's just here to
meet
Shorty.
Tripping.
He ain't
tripping. And that's what all of them would think. I'm just here to meet Shorty. I ain't even tripping on all this other shit. I don't even see these niggas. And it was hilarious. So, yeah, it was.
This shit here, man.
It's a whole new generation.
Like you talking about real and not real.
Yeah.
And, this shit is going to a whole another place, man.
Man,
that is enterprising.
That is, you know, you kind of like,
did
oh
nigga
wow,
have to pay to get in.
No. I was out in the world, so it wasn't. Yeah, okay. But it was.
I
still,
wonder who sponsored this shit. Who put this shit on?
It looks like it's going to be. They're maybe trying to shoot a show. You know what I mean? I don't know if they.
Somebody,
I don't know if they pitch. Are they pitching the show?
Shit.
Something happened, but it was ill. You know.
She got butt. But she got bodyguards. Shit, you know.
She had bodyguards and all of that. Just in
she
case.
She can't stunting.
Yeah. But it was kind of crazy. Hell of a bait and switch. Shit, let me see if I got anything else I want to talk about before I get up out of here.
What are you getting up out
of? How about
here?
You
just by yourself?
No. I'm just saying, I got to look at what I got, what you got.
I got
talk to
shit,
the people.
You know, shit, you know, I've been talking.
Matt, what's up with you, man? I heard you was watching Insecure and all types of new shit.
Yeah, just spent my weekend binging, watched the second season of Crashing, saw you on there.
There you go.
Remind me that you were on there because I forgot to watch that when it actually came out.
Tell the people what Crashing is, man.
Crashing, we talked about it a couple times on the show. Every time we talk about it, you act like you
tell
never...
them again. I ain't talking about me. They don't know. They don't
it's
know.
A
I
show,
don't know.
It's a show on HBO. It's about the story of all the way true to life, but it's kind of talks about it's Pete Holmes. He's a comedian, and it's kind of the story of his ascension mm-hmm. to become where he is, or just really the story of a struggling comedian starting in New York. And it shows many levels of the scene. You know what I mean? From the mm-hmm. open mic level to the you a warm-up comic level to you a feature comic level to you roast battling. I was in the roast battle episode. It was the season 2 finale. And I roast battled this comedian, Jamie Lee, who I know. Mm-hmm. We've known each other for years. We kind of came up around the same time. She was on Girl Code. I was on Guy Code. She used to do my shows back in the days or whatever. So we were friends, and it was kind of interesting. And a lot of those roasts, they wrote the jokes, too. So I just want people to know that. I ain't write all of them joints.
No, right.
Because some
a
of them joints.
Show, right?
Yeah. It was scripted, but you know. But it was fun. I got to be me. Got to, you know, and bug out. Have a good time. Shout out to Pete Holmes and all of them over there, man. Judd Apatow. It's a good show. It's good to watch, and it was a fun time. But you over there, you was on your binge. You was on your wine bottle binge watching.
I mean, what was it like to watch Insecure?
Yeah, talk to me, man. Talk to us.
I mean, just a good, well-told story.
You like it?
It's a quality show so far.
So you've seen season 1 all the way through. Are you Team Issa or Team Lawrence?
Kind of Team Issa.
Interesting.
Why is that?
You don't like a man with no motivation? What you gonna say?
On the couch ass motherfucker.
I mean, season 1, but yeah, he just spends most of the time on the couch, and then he finally redeems himself a little bit at the very end.
At Best Buy?
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, come on.
A lot of the season, he's just not really he's like the not trying character. Then he finally tries at the end, and yeah, shit goes south. But I mean, I don't know what happens in season 2. We'll see. Perhaps he'll grow on me in season 2.
That's what's up.
Anybody you crushing on in there?
Any characters you like?
Liking?
Anything?
Who you liking? Who you liking? Who's your favorite character?
You know, I didn't think I was going to be quizzed on this.
Yeah, that's all right.
Just
make
you
watch
it. Just say whatever. We don't expect much.
Thanks for saving me there.
No doubt. Go ahead. It's for like Kimmel and Kanye.
No. Not fucking with none of them motherfuckers.
I'm not sure I have like any favorites. You just
watch the show.
Yeah, I'm just watching the show.
That's cool. That's how I be on other shows too. So
yeah. I ain't tripping.
It's like often turns me on, be doing something else in the background, kinda. That's how I watch TV. Like I'm on my computer while watching TV.
Right.
All right, well,
I get
there
it, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's cool that you jumped in, though.
Matt,
expanding the motherfucking territory for the Insecure demographic.
I'm going to tell you this. Two things. One, y'all both need to be fucking with Snowfall.
I tried.
I know you tried. I know you tried.
No, listen.
You tried again?
No, I really tried to go get it, but then I realized, you know, I'm a cord cutter, so I ain't got the FX.
Ooh, you ain't got the app either? There's an app going
There's
on.
There's an app, but then you can't watch the shows because you got to link it to your cable subscriber. Some shit like that. So, you know what I'm saying? So I haven't been able to access it yet, but that's neither here nor there because as a cord cutter, you can access anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I just need to go search for the link.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, so I just got to go find the season one link and go ahead and rock through it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But what you saying?
Damn, that was that. Damn, just that fast. I forgot what the fuck I was telling you. I was saying that is the shit. What are we talking about?
But both of y'all need to be watching.
Nah.
You said Snowfall.
Snowfall.
Then.
Fuck. I don't know. That shit went just it went that fast. I can't even remember it. What are we talking about? Talking about Insecure. Insecure. He was saying that. And then we said something about Snowfall. Uh-huh.
He ain't have no favorite characters.
Nah. We said, yo, you should be watching Snowfall. It's done. Let's go.
Everybody, on. I mean, shit, the motherfucking Twitters have been.
Oh! That's what I was saying. Okay, y'all should be watching Snowfall, but then the thing, and I hate to compare the two, because I don't compare the two, but for as much, you know, we love it, but as for much as the shit go either way, the, you know, the expectations are what they are. I kind of missed Power this past weekend. It's part of my Sunday. And when that shit wasn't there,
yeah.
I kind of felt the way. I was like, damn, ain't no Power this week. It felt like it wasn't a Sunday.
Yeah, old girl had posted it, so I had braced myself for it.
Notori?
Nah, the showrunner. What's her name?
Oh, Courtney Kemp?
Yeah, Courtney. Courtney Kemp had posted it.
Oh, okay, so you knew. So you
was,
went
I was,
in.
I was ready. She was Ooh. Like, just so y'all know, there's no Power this week.
That so, shit hit me too late. I was settled in. We were ready.
So, yeah. So, shit, man. Damn. We got the last Power Truth pop-up coming.
What's
tomorrow in L.A.?
Mm.
Tomorrow in, what's tomorrow? Wednesday and Thursday in L.A.
Shit. Come through, y'all.
So, y'all hit that effing truth hashtag, EFFENTRUTH. Hashtag, and then you can, you know, find the details and shit or whatever.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If you know me, then hit me.
If you know me, I hear that shit. You got anything to tell the people before you go, these people that know you?
Oh, man, for the people that know me, just know, y'all, that I'm going to live the rest of this year with intent to make y'all proud.
You know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers, you know, it's people that watch you. They be waiting on you to do some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And when you don't do it, it's like, oh, man, I thought he was going to do some shit. You know, so I'm going to do some shit.
You don't want to disappoint these folks.
I don't want to disappoint myself.
Oh, shit.
And not disappointing myself, you know what I'm saying? I probably could make a couple other people proud. All
right. So it's not really about them. It's about you.
It's about all of it. It's
like
about
Madonna
them.
Giving her tribute to Aretha Franklin.
Nah, it's not that at all. It's the fact that I want to do some shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the me part.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of the shit that I do is for other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't make shit to just be watching myself.
I could do
You know what I'm saying? You make shit so it could be out in the universe and watching Random Acts and watching, you know what I'm saying, all Ill Camille and Artistic on Insecure and watching the young cats I met in Chicago from FAMU, Trey Calls and them, you know what I'm saying, making all of the FAMU shit. It's like, what you putting out in the world? You know what I'm saying?
What you contributing?
What you contributing to the culture, baby? And I'm doing shit. I'm getting my shit off, but I got other shit I want to do too.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So, with intention,
there you go.
I'm gonna do them shits
with intention. Oh well, the shit. Pardon me. Yo, listen. I'll be in Seattle area, Bellevue, Washington next weekend at Parlor Live Friday and Saturday. Friday, August 31st, September 1st, Saturday, September 1st. Get your tickets now. Just
what city
announced.
Was that?
This is Bellevue, Washington, which is like, just outside of Seattle.
Way out.
Way out on the west side.
That's real.
In
west.
The Washingtons. The northwest, the Pacific coast.
You don't doubt.
I like Seattle.
Yeah, man.
I like Washington. It's cool.
And so where you going to be outside of, you can't be on the Instagram now, so where you hanging
catch
out
me
at?
On Twitter, D-Lemon Comedy and
still
shit.
Fucking with Twitter?
Yeah, catch me in real life, though. I'll let you know.
All right.
I'll let you know. I might even put some shit on the gram, though. I just got this,
don't,
so I'm going to have to do
that.
You know what? Right. Commit to it.
Let your manager do that shit. Ooh. Or somebody, you know, your lady or somebody.
Hilarious.
Post that shit. Don't fuck with it. Stay off there, you know what I'm saying? Delegate, my nigga.
That's what's up.
Delegate. But I'll be on the gram at Mr. Muhammad. Y'all can fuck
take
with
that follow elsewhere.
Y'all can fuck with me over there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
At Mr. Muhammad. Muhammad is M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D.
Right.
You know what I mean? When you get there, I'm going to be the cat in the hat.
There it is.
All right.
So, shit, I feel like...
Time to transform?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
That's when you're supposed to hit him with that. Take Keith.
I should have, but you know what? It's never too late. Oh, it's too late.
Back it up, back it up, back it up.
We out!
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.